What's going on, everyone? It's Richard Goldstein back here at the Investor's Herald. Tonight's podcast, I'm going to be telling you five finance apps you need to download to become a better investor. Number one, my first most used app would be CNBC. It really is just a must-have app to create watch lists, breaking news, earnings alerts, and constructing your portfolio. The app allows you to watch live videos through your provider. I use CNBC every day to keep up to date with the markets, and I highly recommend for anyone that owns stocks on any exchange. I've noticed incredible credibility in the CNBC app, and it really never has any crashes or glitches, which is important for a fairly active investor. I also love a lot of shows on CNBC, such as Power Lunch and Mad Money with Jim Cramer. These shows help me out become a better investor and expose me to a variety of new stocks. So definitely download that CNBC app. It'll be helpful for you. Second finance app, and the number two I use the most, would be logging into my Vanguard account. I use Vanguard for my Roth and now traditional IRA account. They do have extremely low expense ratios for the average investor. They have hundreds of ETFs as well as hundreds of their own mutual funds. So kind of Vanguard's whole philosophy is they want to get rid of the traditional brokerage house where you have to drive and go see a broker. They put everything online. They also have a robo-advisor program, and Vanguard links simply with most bank accounts to deposit money. Super simple process. One criticism I do have of the Vanguard app is they have a 15-minute delay on your current portfolio balance, which they're working to improve. For more of my forever stocks, I do use the Merrill Lynch, as I do have a brokerage account with them, but more so everyday investing is done through Vanguard. I do prefer Vanguard over another popular app, which most of you have heard of, called Robinhood. Due to the amount of accounts and free research, I've noticed the research is much better and accurate on Vanguard, as well as the accessibility to open a Roth IRA or a few other specialized accounts. Third most used app for myself is a little alternative investment app. This is called Fundrise. I do recommend highly checking this out. Since starting Fundrise 2 years ago, the results have been astonishing for me. I've been averaging 14% a year across a few funds, which I'll go more into detail in a future video. Fundrise really allows me to invest in real estate portfolios across the United States. You can also purchase REIT portfolios to broaden your horizon or take less of a risk. It makes sense when you buy a basket in real estate. You have less exposure per unit, which allows you a greater chance to be successful. Or if the building does not go great, it's more spread out. So it's not all your eggs are in one basket. Fundrise is really a simple process to get a hang on the real estate market, and it's a good way to diversify from traditional stocks. A majority of the portfolios pay dividends as well that get deposited directly into your account. You are also updated with the building project you have invested in every step of the way. Whether your building receives a new permit or development progress, Fundrise will update you. It's a really clean, easy to use app. It's got great reviews in the App Store. Just download it, put in the minimum balance, and I do think you'll find yourself using the app more and more as you go along. Number four, fourth main used app, is a crowdsourced investment site known as Seeking Alpha. Seeking Alpha really focuses on a broad array of investments. Before investing, I do get in a habit of checking Seeking to make sure I am looking at markets from the right angle. And it's always great to get as many details and opinions as possible before making a substantial investment. I love the interface, and there is a lot of free content as well if you don't want to dish out for the premium rate. Seeking Alpha is great. There are a lot of highly recommended financial analysts and figures that do write articles. So it is more well accredited. So I really appreciate that. And I do use and recommends seeking alpha. Another, my fifth and final app that I would definitely download, maybe not use as much, is called StockTwit. It's pretty much the Twitter for investing. As the app is set up and the website set up, as every company has their own page with kind of a live feed on what's going on. Although I don't use it much, it is good if news breaks on a company to just get all the alerts. You can also set up alerts when earnings break for your company. You get some of the first reactions live. So it's just another way to get live information, find trending stocks, and really just oversee the market as a whole. In conclusion, my first app, obviously CNBC, Vanguard, Fundrise, Seeking Alpha, StockTwit. I will tomorrow create a podcast on alternative investments that I've been investing in other and outside of the stock market. Thank you for listening to the Investors Herald. Stay tuned for more to come.